Lent, Week 2, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God, of thy pity unto us, thy children, bend down thy ear in thine own loving kindness, and all thy people's prayers and vows ascending, hear we beseech thee. Look down in mercy from thy seat of glory, pour on our souls the radiance of thy presence, drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness, lightening our footsteps. Free us from sin by might of thy great loving, cleanse thou the sordid, loose the fettered spirit, spare every sinner, raise with thine own right hand all who are fallen. Glory to God the Father, everlasting, glory for ever to the sole begotten, with whom thy Holy Spirit through the ages reigneth coequal. The Lord will send forth your sceptre of power with the splendour of the saints. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest for ever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will send forth your sceptre of power with the splendour of the saints. The Lord will send forth your sceptre of power with the splendour of the saints. Psalm 113. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, let the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, he does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, with their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little, no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those that go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will send forth your sceptre of power with the splendour of the saints. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. A canticle based on 1 Peter chapter 2. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. All runners at the stadium are trying to win, but only one of them gets the prize. You must run in the same way, meaning to win. All the fighters in the games go into strict training. They do this just to win a wreath that will wither away. But we do it for a wreath that will never wither. Responsory: Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen, Christ, to the prayers of those who cry to you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Tell no man about the vision which you have seen until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Tell no man about the vision which you have seen, until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Intercessions. We give thanks to Christ, our Head and our Master. Let us pray to him with trust and humility, for he served all people and was good to everyone. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Lord, help the bishops and priests of your church who share in your office of head and pastor. Unite them with yourself to lead everyone to the Father. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Send your angels to protect those who travel, keep them from harm, and bring them safely home. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Teach us to care for everyone. Make us more like you in serving others. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Help us to form a human community where all people live in friendship. Lord, unite us in your love. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Show your love for the dead. Let them see the light of your face. Lord Jesus, visit your family. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, you bid us listen to your Son, the Well-Beloved. Nourish our hearts on your word, purify the eyes of our mind, and fill us with joy at the vision of your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.